Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A couple things to pay attention to if you don't believe that the Braves are going to be swept by the Marlins and the Marlins or in the Nationals get swept by the Mets. If you're thinking about the wild card matchup, you've got the Padres and the Phillies to think about and consider. Now, the Giants are traveling to San Diego to take on the Padres. So the Padres will be home for the Giants for three. And the Phillies go to Houston for three. And right now, it's the Padres are a game up on the Phillies, and the Phillies have the tiebreaker in that scenario. So
we're the Brewers.
The Brewers are, stand by, I think, two games back now.
So they're two games back. So if the Phillies, like if the Phillies got swept, and the Brewers swept whoever they're playing. That's the only way that the Brewers would get in because the Phillies have the tiebreaker over the Brewers and the Padres head-to-head.
That is correct.
They have winning records against those two teams.
Yes, that is correct. Brewers, yes, two games back right now of the Phillies. And San Diego a game up on Philadelphia.
That could be the ultimate collapse. Philly going to Houston and getting swept by three.
Yeah.
And then having the Brewers. Who are the Brewers playing?
The Brewers are playing... Stand by. They have tomorrow. They start a series with
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona at home. Yep. Yeah. So, I think Houston's not playing for anything at this point. Yeah. They're still very good, but they're not playing for anything.
Yeah, I know. But I'm, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. That's right.
Maybe the Braves. Maybe they get swept by the Marlins.
And I know.
You never know.
And I know this Monday morning we come in, we're miserable in regards to the Mets and what has happened to them and how they got swept and how they got beat and everything else. But, I hope as the week goes on, we can all get through this. We can get it off our chest early in the week here and we can all get through it and then look forward to the playoffs. And then hopefully that $43 million man and the opt-out man will actually show up and do what they're supposed to do, as opposed to giving up home runs.
Yeah, in that three-game wild card series against whoever it's against. But it will be at Citi Field, and you know that those two guys are going to get another opportunity to pitch in real postseason games. This felt like a postseason series. Both of them failed. The division is now basically out of reach, but they'll get more opportunities. We'll see.
We have to look at the schedule here and everything. But let's say they do take the first two games from whoever they play.
Mm-hmm.
So how much time is there in between those two games and the start of the division series?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. You could try to find the schedule of when the NLDS starts.
Yeah.
But an extra day here or there, if that were to be the case, would be welcome for the Mets. Chris in Marlborough, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Very disappointed over the weekend. Obviously, the Mets have answered the call all year when the chips were down, and this weekend they didn't. But I kind of knew this was going to happen on Friday, and that's the reason I was calling you, was to thank you. Because the minute I heard you say on Friday that you were pretty confident that they were going to take the first two and be in a position to sweep, I knew we were screwed because that was the
moment
right there.
So you already knew. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, I can't win. If I'm negative about them heading in, I get crushed. If I'm positive about them, I'm somehow the jinx. I have been way off on predicting things here in September and October. The reverse jinx is real. I am not going to apologize for being positive about my team heading into that series.
Well, now you're negative about your team. But anyway,
we're kind of
back to normal. Anyway. Yeah. The wild card series, all three games, if all three games need to be played, would be played at Citi Field.
Yeah.
All right. And then the earliest that they would end, if they go three games, would be the 9th of October, and then the NLDS would start on the 11th. So if you win the two games, the 8th, then you have three games in between the start of the NLDS.
Okay. And both of those series are going to start at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. So both the DS and the NLDS and the ALDS are both going to start.
Right.
And all four series are going to start the same days.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Jonathan in Somerset. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Right? Good. What's up?
Good. I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself here with this, but how do you think this guy's season for DeGrom has fared for him for going into free agency? Last couple of weeks, giving up bombs, you know, 5 home runs in the last 2 games, hurt again this year, going to be 35 next year? As you know, going into free agency, are we going to give this guy a, 5, 6, 7 year year contract?
No, I don't think so. Now, I mean, there's still an opportunity for him to dominate in the postseason.
Oh, absolutely agreed. But also, another caveat, is this the guy that we're going to have going on short rest? We've treated him with baby gloves for the last 3-4 years. You know, we need somebody to come on short rest. Is it DeGrom?
No, he's got...
No, he's everything.
Especially, are we going to pay this guy massive money now?
No, I don't think so. Now, I still... If things continue on this track, the answer is no. Someone will, but the answer will be no when it comes to the Mets, because I think everything just working towards DeGrom, not loving it here and all that other stuff, and him sort of being... Everything needs to be perfect for DeGrom to succeed. That's what it seems like. Everything has to be absolutely perfect for him to succeed. And I think maybe the Mets are a little bit tired of that, too. But
I just think they're all hoping that both he and Scherzer have a lively arm and they're ready to rock and roll. That's all I could tell you. And then, you know, then we decide what happens after they get knocked out of the playoffs or if they go all the way to the World Series. If we're sitting here and they're going to the World Series and they're starting games 1 and 2 of the World Series, we're all going to want him back.
Yeah, of course.
Because that most likely means he's going to be pitching well.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, you reserve the right to change your opinion on it as it sits here right now, because you don't know how good or bad he's going to be in the playoffs. But, I mean, after what we saw and that miserable Friday night performance, yeah, it doesn't feel like the Mets are going to pay him $45, $50 million a year next year after he opts out. Because he's still going to opt out. I mean, unless he gets hurt in the playoffs, he's still going to opt out, no matter what. And he's been talking about it. That's another thing. He's been talking about it for months about how he's going to opt out.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually talked about it. I think it's
more people.
I mean, you know, it's his agent.
I've seen him say it. When he gets asked the questions, he answers them. And he goes, yes, that's the plan as of right now. Now, you could say, well, he's asking the question. People are asking the question. He's being honest. At the same time, be like, hey, we'll deal with that at the end of the season. That could have been an answer, too. Whatever. I think it's amazing how this guy, as great as he's been, seems like the fan base is tired of him right now. Seth in Franklin Square. What's going on, Seth?
Hey, Gio. I love your guys' show. Boomer, go back to you since my high school days. And I used to bring the radio into the kitchen and listen to you and Cardi. And my dad's like, turn the radio down. Your mom's going to get upset. And meanwhile, she'd be yelling, turn it down, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I appreciate the listening, Seth. So what's happening?
So, Zach Wilson, I think he played really well in the first half yesterday. I saw some positive things. I think he got rid of the ball a lot quicker. He was under duress a lot because the Jets offensive line stunk yesterday in the first half. And I just want to get your perspective as a quarterback. What did you make out of his first interception?
Well, you know, it's like what I said at halftime. There was a little bit of everything, and it was like a grab bag of quarterback play. A little bit of goofiness. There was a lot of accuracy. There was good arm strength. There was a little bit of inaccuracy. There's a little bit of running around playing by the seat of your pants. But, you know, he hadn't played. And he hasn't played since last year, really, when you think about it. So he finally settled down, Seth. And to me, his fourth quarter performance told me all I needed to know. That he had the stones to overcome whatever, you know, momentum shift there was in the game, because Kenny Pickett was in the game and the fans were going crazy. And he led his team on 2 final drives that ended up in touchdowns. And on that second to last drive, he had a 4th and 7. And there was no panic. I mean, he stood right in that pocket and delivered an absolute strike to Corey Davis. And then they ultimately go down the field and score. And then they come back and they score again. Now, a lot of things have had to happen for him to be able to do what he did and you got to give the defense credit for getting the turnovers, because that those are obviously huge. But when you take those final two drives and how he played on those final two drives, that's what you're looking for. That's what you want out of your quarterback. He had a little bit of an up and down game, probably a little bit nervous. Game got into the crunch time, and he calmed down. And he made the plays, and he made the throws. And you can understand why Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh and the coaching staff over there, you know, they see what we saw. And what we saw in those two final drives tells me that he can play at this level, and he can play at a high level.
A lot of adversity yesterday. Hadn't played in a long time, coming off an injury, on the road, being down in the game, coming back, Kenny Pickett coming in, and the whole crowd going nuts. There was a lot of stuff that he overcame. Wow. Offensive line in shambles on top of that.
There was a play. There was two plays in the first half that were like goofy plays. Like he gets out of the pocket, runs to his left, spins around, jumps up, and throws the ball out of bounds, and he takes a really bad hit. All right, so those are the things that he's got to stay away from. The other one was the throwback pass to him where he was going to catch it, and he didn't catch it. But he showed incredible athleticism after the ball went through his hands and he had to pick it up and then he threw it out of bounds. You know, that's kind of the crazy stuff that you see from a kid that's rambunctious, that a kid's a little bit nervous, and a kid that, you know, is just relying on his athleticism to get him out of trouble. But you fast forward to that fourth quarter, that was the quarterback that they drafted.
Let's go to Bill in Huntington. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Just one quick question for you. Didn't they have a rule in effect a couple years back where you're allowed to address the third emergency quarterback, and the only way he can play if the first two got injured?
Yeah, I felt like that was a rule at one point in time. But, you know, I don't know why the NFL doesn't allow NFL teams to carry three quarterbacks, and I believe they should expand the offensive line to, like, eight or nine. As opposed to some teams going with seven sometimes.
Yeah, you got 17-game schedule. Now expand the rosters a little bit.
Well, this is one of the things that Coach Cowher was talking about, but it's also one of the things that means that the owners have to pay more money for. They'd rather have them practice less so they don't get hurt on the practice field as opposed to paying more guys more so they can expand the rosters on game day. But I'm with you, Bill. They need to have three quarterbacks.
Right. And one other thing, Andrew Thomas at left tackle. Everybody blasted the Giants a couple of years ago by drafting him, but this kid's been playing fantastic. Probably the best offensive line.
Billy, nobody has been blasting Andrew Thomas. As a matter of fact, everybody has said the opposite, that he is like one of the remnants of the Gettleman era that was a good pick.
Yeah, it was just the first couple of games that he played, people were on him, and ever since then.
Neal.
Right, and ever since then, he's been great. Yeah, I mean, he's the example. If you want to try to defend Dave Gettleman in any way, Andrew Thomas is your first piece of evidence. Let's go to Jonathan in Englewood. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, let me get this radio turned down, buddy.
Okay, very
okay,
good.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Now I'm good to go.
Thanks, pal.
I can't believe Boomer has not screamed and yelled at Buck. What was Buck doing? He left that pitcher out there to drive, man. It was money time. It was the time. And he was throwing balls outside when he was supposed to throw them inside. And what happened?
You're talking about Bassett last night, leaving him in too long. I mean, it's the third inning, for Christ's sakes, and he had a lead. I mean, he had two outs against Travis d'Arnaud, who shouldn't be. He's not Johnny Bench. I know he's played better since he's been a Brave, but my God, how about getting out for once? I mean, I
don't know. This has been your most consistent pitcher all year long, by the way.
I mean, that's,
you know, that goes into it. And by the way, both teams played it as if, you know, everything was on the line. He even said that Charlie Morton was one pitch from being pulled out of that game last night.
Of course.
A little bit earlier than Bassett was. I mean, but what would he go, 2 2/3? That's a pretty quick hook.
Yeah, of course. You want him to get out earlier than that? I mean, just get Travis d'Arnaud out. I mean, I would have left him in for that batter. Obviously, it didn't work out, but, I mean, it's just horrible. God. I mean, after those two bad starts from your two elite pitchers, then Bassett can't even get out of the third. Just so discouraging.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back. He had a fight changing a tire, cut his hand, cut his face.
A little bit.
Little ugly situation for him, bleeding from his nose.
I mean, how many times do you end up changing tires? Seems like...
Well, this was Matthew's car.
Oh, okay.
This wasn't mine.
But he can't do it himself?
I never showed him, as he reminded me. I told him 100 times I was going to show him, and I never did.
And the one time that you're there showing him, you cut your face?
Well, I didn't cut my face. The tire iron bounced off the street and hit me in the nose.
Let me ask you a question. Like, these kids, they can go right to YouTube and find anything out. Why didn't you just go to YouTube and find out?
I probably wasn't interested, like everybody else on
exactly.
the staff.
You're right.
Me and you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not make them like they made us, Boomer.
That's right, Jerry. I can change the tire, by the way, also.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So then them too.
Yeah, I probably could, but I have not.
Yeah, like I could walk you through exactly what you have to do step by step. I just can't do it. Like those lug nuts are on so tight.
Now you could get the lug nuts off.
I don't know.
I smell a digital series here. Yeah, Al changes a tire.
Actually, when Jerry was telling me this story this morning about having problems getting the lug nuts off, in my head, I was like, I bet I could go on Amazon and buy like the things the gun, take them off. Then I have no problem.
You got to make sure the battery's charged.
Right. And then you can use that to scare off the mentally ill outside, too. As they come attack you at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. That's where we work. Anyway.
I know.
You love that Entenmann sweatshirt. I'm glad that we got that
Well, if you notice, I come in with something else on.
Yeah.
But the what I was wearing is too hot. My ears were burning up, so this is a little lighter.
Okay.
So I switched midway through the shift. I'm going to tell you.
Very good, Jerry. Yes. What do you got for us?
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shah at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Back to the baseball and the Mets and Braves last night.
Swing and a drive in the air to right. Back goes Acuna. He's there, and he makes the catch on the warning track, pumps his fist in jubilation, because the Braves know that they have just about, albeit not mathematically, but virtually, locked down the National League East.
Yep, they would have to lose all three.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Marlins, and the Mets would have to win all three against the Nationals. Howie Rose, WCBS 880, 5-3 the final score, as Atlanta takes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from the Mets. Former Met Travis d'Arnaud, the go-ahead two-run single in the third. Chris Bassett stunk. He allowed 4 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks over just 2 2/3. Here's Buck Showalter. This looks bad. I get it, but the playoffs still haven't begun.
And there's a lot of doubt that can creep in if you let it, and our guys are not going to. You know, I've got a long memory. They do. We know what they're capable of.
Well, better figure it out soon what they're capable of. Here was Buck on Francisco Lindor a 2-for-13 weekend, 5 strikeouts in the series.
Oh, yeah. When someone says, are they pressing? Oh, yeah, you're pressing. Of course you are, because you want something and just trying to let things travel and try not to push too much. Sometimes they feed on your aggression.
Let's see if he can find it starting tonight when they take on the Nationals. Carlos Carrasco makes the start for New York.
I was just looking at the Padres roster to find out what former Met is going to
beat them.
Yeah, Brandon Drury is the answer. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. That's funny. Is he even playing?
I don't know. I know he came over in that trade deadline stuff, but last 7 games. No, he's played. He's played.
Yeah. Yep. Orioles beat the Yankees 3-1. Gunnar Henderson, a bases-loaded walk in the 7th for the go-ahead run. Aroldis Chapman was the pitcher and didn't do so well. Here's Aaron Boone. What was up with Chappie?
Just didn't rein it in quite enough, you know. Didn't, you know, completely get wild and everything. So he was competitive with each hitter, and then the inning got kind of long on him.
Okay. Now they've got issues in the bullpen, no doubt. So are his struggles alarming?
Yeah. I mean, we just talked about that. So, yeah, it's a concern.
Aaron Judge was 0-for-3, struck out 3 times. I'm still waiting for home run 62. Now, to go back to Saturday, this Nestor Cortes. This guy doesn't start game 1 of your playoff series, enough with the money and all that crap.
He's not. I'm with you.
He was unbelievable on Saturday.
But he's not going to.
Here was Boone on the crowd reaction for Cortes.
It was a pretty neat ovation that he received when he came off, really to finish off what's been a great regular season for him where, you know, as I said before the game, you know, one of those guys that's really instrumental in us being in this situation right now.
A great regular season for him. Not going to be enough, is it?
No, I mean,
too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's going to be pitching in big games, though.
No, I mean,
he's your number 2 starter in postseason, but he should be your number 1 starter.
And then Luis Severino tonight, when the Yankees are in Texas, we'll have on the Fan at 6:25. One other thing from baseball: so the Cardinals broadcast is doing this great story about this pitcher for the Pirates who was pitching the Pujols yesterday. How he was 4 months old when Pujols broke in. And here he was on the mound yesterday in St. Louis.
And here he is pitching against the great Albert Pujols. The one strike pitch is hit high and deep to center field. Backing up towards the track, looking up, and it's gone! Albert Pujols homered to straightaway center field. Home run number 702.
And his final at bat in a regular season game in St. Louis, because they will have postseason games, and then what do you call it? What's his name? The manager, whatever his name is. He took out, Pujols.
Marmol.
Oh, that's it. Ollie Marmol. Pujols, Wainwright, and Molina let them walk off the field together. So that was kind of cool. But they do have games again still. They're not done. So they are in the playoffs. But that was kind of cool. All right, to the Giants and Jets. We'll start with the Jets in Pittsburgh. A 24-20 win as they score the final 14 points in the 4th quarter. Breece Hall, the go-ahead 2-yard touchdown run with 9 seconds to go. Zach Wilson, touchdown pass to Corey Davis, also caught one himself. First things first, here's Rob Saleh. Kudos to the offensive line for the job they did yesterday.
It always feels good to win this league. I thought our O-line battled. It wasn't exactly the prettiest game, but I thought they did a good job battling and held up when we needed to hold up.
Wilson would agree, not the prettiest game, but a win is a win is a win.
It's an ugly win, but you know, some of the most fun I've had playing football, you know, the emotions, ups and downs, the trying to overcome adversity. You know, I just thought such cool fight by the guy.
I'll tell you what, that was nothing ugly about that 4th quarter. Nothing. That was actually, it looked like a real football, offensive football team.
for the first time in a long time.
Young quarterback. I mean, they looked that way in Cleveland in the 4th quarter under 2 minutes to go with Joe Flacco. But this was, like as you said, this was their moment that they needed to get something from this kid just to give everybody at least a little bit of life. And that's what he did. And I wake up as, if I'm a Jet fan and I wake up and I saw that 4th quarter last night, I'm like, man, that kid made some really great throws.
Yeah, we just wanted him to look like he belonged. He went and won the game for him in the 4th quarter.
Yes.
Well, and that was part of what Breece Hall said that he told them after they got that interception.
Let's go score an effing touchdown.
And that's what they did, and he got that touchdown. As for Pittsburgh, here was Mike Tomlin, his thoughts of Kenny Pickett, who came in for a very ineffective Mitchell Trubisky, came in after the half.
Thought he did some good things. I thought, you know, there was some energy there. We scored some touchdowns, but obviously we also turned the ball over.
Now, George Pickens was asked, hey, the question was, were you aware coming out of the half? of the quarterback change as he's sucking on a mouthpiece? Here's his answer.
Nah, I was just focusing on me. I ain't know really much nothing. I was just make sure I ran the right route, make sure, you know what I mean, do my part.
Yeah. He's an interesting
that's funny
guy, George Pickens. You ever see the video of him watching himself get drafted like he's
gonna, no.
It's a very bizarre.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you saw it, right?
Yes, very like, interesting guy.
The way he's standing and he's got like a sort of
thing
weird
on his head.
Thing on his head. It's just
I did not see it.
But anyway, he's an interesting guy, but that guy can play though. There's
yes.
No doubt about it.
No, and him and Pickett in the preseason were outstanding together. So that's why I thought that answer was kind of funny. Anyway, the Jets home for the Dolphins Sunday at 1. As for the Giants, a 20-12 win on Sunday over the Bears. Brian Daboll, not shocked how well Saquon Barkley is playing. 146 yards yesterday. He leads the NFL in rushing through the first four games of the season.
He's, you know, one of our better players. I think he touched it about 30 times. So, yeah, I understand the question of surprise, not surprise. I just think I watch him at practice. He goes out there, he prepares hard, and then he tries to play as good as he can.
And how about the fact, watching this game, how about our guy McMonagle on the sideline with the parabolic? I think he's got the parabolic mic. He's like stands out like a sore thumb when they show the sideline.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. I did catch Dimitri a million times, though, Boomer's friend, on the Jets sideline. He's the guy who bleaches his butthole. He was there. He has all the... You know that. What? He does.
What?
Yeah, he bleaches his bottle.
Yeah, but yeah.
He does.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make sure the audience knows what I'm talking about. But he was on the sideline there for more than Rob Solomon.
Was he? Okay. Yeah.
I did not see
the camera guy knew that.
Probably. Like, there he is.
There he is.
There he is.
That's the guy.
Turn around.
Don't recognize him. Oh, now I recognize.
Yeah.
So so McMonagle does what you used to do, Eddie?
I guess he does. I was not aware that he was running parabolic.
I saw him several times, and I thought
time to do that. I'm like, it's amazing. I guess he's
McGonagall.
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 McGonagall. He is here Monday through Friday for a very long time.
Plus, he's also doing like some shows, right?
Yeah, he does stay over sometimes, do like a Friday and an overnight. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's got Sundays wide open, so go make some money at MetLife Stadium.
Good for him, working his ass off.
And he's a Giant fan.
That's right, perfect.
And he gets to hang out on the Giant sidelines.
What do you think that pays?
$150.
Really?
You're laughing. I mean...
I don't know.
What was it when you did it 30 years ago?
I don't even remember if I got paid extra.
He did it for free as a communist.
They might have just said, you're doing it.
Yeah. Chernoff said, you're doing it.
Right.
Keep your money. Just give me a vat of government cheese, please. Don't ask for it. A tub of government cheese would suffice. MRE.
It's funny. Giants play the Packers in London on Sunday morning. Chiefs beat the Bucks 41-31. Patrick Mahomes, couple of touchdowns in this game, 249 yards through the air. Andy Reid, what a difference a week makes.
We stunk it up last week. We all knew that. We admitted it to you. We didn't play the way we should play. And not that the Colts aren't a good football team.
But we are better than what we were last week. And last night they were. Tom Brady tips his cap to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, we just didn't play great. And give them a lot of credit. They made a lot of good plays. Patrick played great. They did well on third down, the red area.
Yeah, when they scored, Brady, by the way, 39 of 52, 305, three touchdowns, no picks, not good enough. Bucks 2-2. Chiefs now 3-1.
I'm sorry, Jerry. Did you see the touchdown by Travis Kelce? Did you see the route that he ran?
The one that happened like 15 seconds into the game, that one?
Yeah, well.
Right after the fumble, right?
Right after the fumble. So, you know, looks like he's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he hesitates, and then he goes. And, that's the kind of thing that Travis and Patrick can call. Like, and that's why Andy Reid does what he does and has all this innovation stuff down in the red zone. He had the backup tight end take a quarterback sneak last night when they were down on the goal line.
Yep.
I mean, it's really fun. When they are on, it's about as good as it gets.
Well, everybody was paying attention to every other team in that division. Oh, here comes Josh McDaniels and Devontae Adams going to L.A. Here comes Russell Wilson to the Broncos. Oh, Khalil Mack is going to the Chargers.
Right.
And the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill. That's all you talked about.
You're right.
And now the Chiefs are by far the best team so far in that division.
Well, four games into it.
Well, what? They've been playing the best.
Yeah, okay. They lost to the Colts last week.
Okay, I understand they did.
You just went from praising the hell out of them to let's calm down.
Yeah, I mean, it's like four games into the season, a lot of teams are dealing with injuries.
That is true. A lot of injuries.
The Chargers were missing like six starters yesterday.
You've definitely moved on for Patrick Mahomes.
No, I have.
You've got a new boy toy.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Without a doubt.
Nope.
Be honest.
He's Justin Herbert.
Yeah, we should take that picture out of the studio, you and Mahomes.
Oh, shit.
You can't even give him credit. You're just four games into the season.
No, I just said how great he and Travis Kelce are and the things that they can do on the field together.
Yeah, and then I gave him credit, and then you crap all over.
And I just all right, you're right.
Okay.
You've moved on.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen's probably number two.
Yeah, Josh Allen and Justin Herbert over Mahomes. It's old news.
For sure. Absolutely.
Old news.
And here comes Zach Wilson. Look out.
Yeah, I know. Move down to four.
You guys.
But he hates Justin Fields. Just got to make sure. Get that.
I don't hate anybody. You can tell whether a guy can play or they can't. That's all.
Okay.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Packers beat the Patriots in overtime, 27-24. New England will find out if Bailey Zappe can play. He came in after Brian Hoyer went down with an injury early in this game. So when did you calm down and kind of find a little bit of a rhythm?
Probably after like the first play. After the first play, after the first handoff, kind of settled it in, everything kind of quieted down. Then I just started, you know, giving the ball to the playmakers, letting them do what they did best.
And they had opportunities to win this game, but did not. They led the game in the fourth quarter. They had the ball across midfield in the overtime, couldn't get a first down or get a field goal attempt. And so they gave the ball back to the Packers, who go down and get the Mason Crosby field goal and win the game. Raiders beat the Broncos 32-23. Here's he's a door. I don't hear from him. Cardinals beat the Panthers 26-16.
Is that going to be Russell Wilson?
No, it was Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. Here's Matt Rhule. So did you think about benching Baker Mayfield at any point in this game, the 26-16 loss to the Cardinals?
Nah, I didn't think about that today. I was just, you know, kind of in the moment, like, hey, go to the next drive. I know it wasn't good enough, and I know that, you know, the numbers aren't what they need to be in a lot of different areas. I have to really, though, even as I said, the team, go back and really look and see, you know, hey, you know, why is this happening? Why are we not playing better than this? Because I know we have the personnel and offense to make plays, and it's just not coming together the way it needs to.
So they go to Mayfield, and one of the questions to Baker.
Baker, do you feel like you're being put in the best position to succeed here in Carolina?
Yeah, I'm not going to fall for that trap.
He recognized it.
And Matt Rhule's like, of course I didn't think about benching him. Sam Darnold's my backup, dummy.
He didn't say that.
You know, put that guy in there.
Arizona with a big second half for the win. And the Bills came back from 20-3 down, beat the Ravens 23-20. Seahawks over the Lions. For the Lions, they have scored so many points.
More than anybody in the NFL.
It's unbelievable. Yep. They lose 48-45 to Seattle. The Eagles come back from 14-0 down in the rain, beat the Jaguars 29-21. So Philly is 4-0. And tonight you've got the Rams and 49ers from Santa Clara.
Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on Friday. Youssef, our CEO of janitorial operations here at 345 Hudson,
was called in for a janitorial emergency on the fourth floor, so he could not share his picks with us. I totally forgot to tweet them out because Gallo sent them to me about 11:15 a.m. on Friday, so I have the record of them. And Youssef, who was in the lead, came back with another strong week. 4-0-1. And he is still in the lead by at least a game over Jerry Recco,
yes,
who was also having a good year. Boomer and I taking up the caboose at this point, having a miserable year.
We were 3-2 this week, or
what? No, I was like 1.
Gio was 1-3. Boomer, you were 2-2.
1-3-1, right?
Well, I don't count the one because everyone pushed.
2-2-1. Yeah, okay.
A push is a push.
It's a push.
Everyone pushed.
But yes, we are right there. I think we're tied for last. I think that's the way it is.
We got a long way to go, G.
Yeah, I know we do have a long way to go. Youssef's pulling away, though.
We're still in week four right now, so we got a long way to go.
Youssef is 13-6.
How about that?
Jerry's 12-7. Gio's 7-12. And Boomer 8-11.
Wow.
I'm gaining. That's the way I look at it.
Gio's in last place.
I'm in last place by a game. And Youssef is 13-6. It's unbelievable. Just like I predicted, he would blow us out of the water. And he picked the Jets this week because, quote, they're the color of money. That's what he said.
Maybe they are the color of money now.
I hope that he put a bet on it then, because Youssef is flying. All right, let's go to Michael, who's out in Oregon. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, good morning, and really early good morning out here from Oregon's biggest Mets fan. How you doing?
Great, Michael. What do you got for us?
Just a quick question. I wonder if you guys noticed that. I mean, I'm 40. I've been watching baseball. I'm a big Mets fan since 1991. And I noticed the game's changing, and everyone wants hit home runs now. They don't want to play to win, you know, small ball. And I noticed, especially with the Mets, they really like leaving runners on base. Like, and especially with the timely hitting. I mean, is the game changing like this, or doesn't it frustrate you how many men they leave on base and how, like, look how we out-hit Atlanta last night, but yet they scored more runs, which I think was the theme of the entire weekend. Like, you saw, like, Canna comes up, Mark Canna, God bless the guy, he comes up, first and third, no outs, right, pops out. But then when there's nobody on, boom, boom, smash, single. It's just... I think that's the reason why they're not the best team in baseball. It's not the starting pitching. It's not the bullpen. It's these guys. They just can't get hits in the same innings. We need a hero if we're going to go deep in October.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that, but also the starting pitching was unacceptable. And Chris Bassitt got a lead. The offense finally woke up, put some runs on the board. He came back. He spit it up the next inning, couldn't even get out of the bottom half of the third.
Well, just to kind of, like, you know, put this little series, a little button or a little ribbon on this series, you know, the Mets have 164 home runs this season in 159 games. The Dodgers have 207 home runs in 159 games. And the Braves have 241 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 80 home runs more.
Yep.
And it bore itself out in this series. And we know that they are a home run hitting team. And that's why we felt, you know, starting pitching would keep the Mets in games. Because the Mets are not a home run hitting team. They're a punch and Judy team. They hit a lot of singles. You know, I got a couple guys that hit home runs. Yeah, for sure. But they're missing Starling Marte. That's a big loss for them.
Yeah. I mean, it's been... It's amazing because right off the bat, you thought he was going to be back in a couple of days. And then you just heard last week that he still wasn't gripping a ball or gripping a bat. And who knows when he comes back if he's going to be effective or not.
When is he doing that thing that they call...
baseball-related activities?
Like dry swings?
Dry humps?
No, dry swings.
Oh. I mean, I don't know when he's doing dry swings.
I mean, I heard Meredith Marakovic talking...
Gigantic balloons.
All right. I heard her talking about dry swings... either with Carpenter or Benintendi.
Okay.
Who's dry swinging, Al? Do you know?
Not sure which guy is dry swinging.
Can you check? Can you Google that?
Google dry swinging Yankees?
Yeah, Yankees. Somebody's dry swinging. And I forget who it was. I want to say it was Benintendi.
Okay. Good for him. Gary is in Vermont. What's going on, Gary?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I got two questions. Mm-hmm. One, Boone, you should be fired. That's the first question.
It's not a question. That's a statement.
I'll listen to your opinion.
Well, that's a statement.
The second is the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a Triple Crown, Judge is leading in two or three of the aspects. How does Alvarez win the batting title if it's called a Triple Crown? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
What?
Hey, Al, have you found out about dry swinging Yankees?
I haven't.
I'm going to make like that last call didn't even happen.
Just move right on.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing yet here, Bill.
Nothing yet on the dry swinging Yankees.
Yeah, it's not Googleable.
Oh.
I've got a question. Boone should be fired. My next question. Man, oh man, oh man. I tell you, though, the Yankees don't go toe-to-toe with the Houston Astros in that ALCS. And even if they end up losing, but they got to go toe-to-toe, like seven games, there's going to be a lot of heat on both those guys, Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. A lot of heat on those guys at the end of the season. They'll just bring everybody back next year and do it all over again, but there'll be a lot of heat on those guys. I mean, you know, Buck and Billy Epler, no matter what happens, not a lot of heat on those guys.
They just started.
But if the Yankees go out of the playoffs again, it doesn't look like the offense is where it needs to be, all the same problems that they have, they get beat by the Astros or even lose prior to that. Oof.
Well, you know, it's really going to be the Mets. It's going to be about the pitching. You know what I'm saying?
An answer about the dry swing from...
McGonagall.
Benintendi.
Benintendi's
He's
dry
the dry swinging.
I knew somebody was dry swinging. I just didn't know who it was.
And that guy's holding up the parabolic mic. He's hosting. He's producing. He's
helping us out.
Man. He's killing it.
Well, you got to figure it. So Marte's not even dry swinging.
I don't see anything, no updates on Marte, nothing. So he just hoped that he's back for game one of this wild card series, which is probably going to happen at Citi Field on Friday. Just got to hope he's there.
So no warm-ups, no dry swing.
I don't see anything on Marte.
Well, the minors are over. You can't send him in the minors.
I mean, I got nothing.
The Yankees are sending everybody to Somerset, right? Don't they have like a camp there at Somerset, like Camp Somerset? Keep the guys ready and keep them in shape just in case they need somebody.
That's right. Got him just sitting there getting ready. I mean, there's no Marte is, this is 4 days ago.
Okay.
That there was a Marte update. It says Marte's 3 weeks removed from getting drilled by a pitch and fracturing the finger. He had a CT scan on Sunday that showed healing, but it was unclear when he might resume baseball activities.
Okay.
There's been nothing since then. That was 4 days ago.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's that screwed up. His hand is that messed up. That he's not even doing baseball activities at this point. Not dry swinging, not doing anything. Not gripping a ball, not gripping a bat, not doing anything.
It's not good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.